On May 13th, I took Photon for a very short walk at 6:10 in the morning. We headed back to our apartment at 6:15, and there on the doorstep of my apartment building was a dead oven bird, still warm. It had apparently come down to Earth after flying hundreds of miles overnight, was skulking about in the shrubs around the building, and the porch light or hall light bewildered it, and it crashed into the glass door. I live in a large apartment complex. My apartment happens to be the one next to the office, which is why there's an outside glass door at all. None of the entries to the other buildings, and neither of the other two entries to apartments in this building, are enclosed at all. I'd been thinking how lucky I am to be in one of the handful of apartments in the entire complex that has an enclosed entry. I don't have to go outside even momentarily to get my mail or go down to the basement laundry. But that poor oven bird paid a heavy price for such a minor convenience. When I was in Guatemala 2 years ago, I spent quite a bit of time with an oven bird. He or she had a winter territory near the conference center I was visiting. Whenever I could break away for a few minutes, there the bird would be. It was fun watching it going about its business, not focused on nesting or feeding young, but on just living day to day. That bird had flown thousands of miles to get there. Perhaps it, too, had come all the way from Minnesota, but it didn't arrive in the comfort of an airplane, but after millions of wing beats flying entirely on its own power. While I was there, the weather was beautiful, but there were other dangers for a little oven bird, snakes and large lizards that could snap it up in a single bite, army ants that could envelop it as it slept, and a host of other predators. And in the tropics, oven birds are still vulnerable to windows. While I was there, an oven bird was found dead beneath a window. For some mysterious reason, oven birds are killed at windows and glass doors in disproportionate numbers. Dozens of people over the years have told me that although they hear oven birds on every summer walk through the woods, the only oven birds they've ever seen were found dead beneath their windows. As I held this poor dead oven bird, still shrinking as the last vestiges of breath passed out of its air sacs, I could feel the tragedy of a bird, a fellow traveler on this planet, coming so far, working so hard to come to such a meaningless end, so near to its destination. The irony and sadness cast a pallor on the rest of the day. Gary Larson once drew a Far Side cartoon with the caption, "When birds hit the window of vulnerability." He drew a huge brick building with just one tiny window and a bird hitting it with a big bonk. He didn't draw it carefully enough for the bird to be identifiable, but my guess is that it would have had to have been an oven bird. The fact that I could be removed enough from the tragedy of this oven bird's death to think of a Far Side cartoon bespeaks just how removed from the individual lives of other species we can be. But John Donne's masterful meditation on the connectedness between us humans is perhaps not as all-encompassing as it should be. No man is an island entire of itself, and mankind is not an island either, entire of itself. Any being's death diminishes me because I am involved in the planet's life, and therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.